Glenn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brett DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
They told me, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba. A newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-ba-ba.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-ba.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and we are going to talk to you today about local issues and ideas and topics, and we've got something in mind. I got an agenda, Dave.
Oh, boy.
So, it's another beautiful, fantastic Mud Valley day. Love living this area of the country.
It is pretty.
Frustrating at times, but...
Where isn't it frustrating?
I think we've done a good job on our show, bringing more information to the viewer.
Sure.
Everyone's watching on TV.
Yeah.
So,
I'd
like to think that people are learning something about how the county works, how this legislature works, how public works works.
I've learned a lot.
And how their house is valued and all sorts of things. But also who's representing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a little bit frustrated at times. It just doesn't seem like people are doing enough homework or are paying enough attention. I'm just not. And then there's a great number of people, and we've talked about this with Commissioner Pope. We talked about it with Senator Thatcher a little bit. Do people even know who's representing them?
Right.
And do they care? Do they care?
They only seem to pay attention when they knock on their door.
Yeah, and please don't knock on my door.
Right, and don't knock on my door.
And sometimes when they reach into the pocketbook, or sometimes when they're indignant about things and they think that something should have been done before something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I think it's a real concern on society in terms of, do people even care? And it's one thing about Trump and how much people are polarized about him, because it's almost impossible to not care what he's doing. You're either loving it or you're hating it. It's hard to be ambivalent because of what's going on the national level. But would they rather just not pay attention and let the world go? Sometimes ignorance is bliss. I've gone through a period where I'm like, okay, I can't listen to the news. Right.
Sure. It's called political burnout.
Then you don't get frustrated.
Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, let's talk a little bit about ways that people get involved. So I'm a big proponent. I know it's true that the world is run by people who show up.
Right.
And one thing I think it's in the Republican platform that I totally agree with is the government that's closest to the people is the most effective, is the best government. It's closest to the people. It's most responsive to the people. It's most accountable to the people.
They're supposed to serve the people.
And the closer we can get to them being our friends and neighbors, right, the closer mm-hmm. they can be, to running into people downtown, or having an audience with your mayor, with your counselor, with your commissioner. We could do that here. Sometimes I think even the state representatives and state senators are untouched, and they're not. They're just real people who live in our community.
Absolutely.
They got a job to do, and it doesn't pay very well, but they do want to hear from people. So we're going to talk about that. So the city. I happen to know from personal experience that there's a lot of boards and commissions.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of them. Salem is run on volunteerism. It really is. There's so many properties in the city of Salem that are off the tax rolls because it's the seat of county government. It's the seat of state government. So all of those county and state governments, plus the nonprofits, don't pay any property tax. So although Salem is approximately the same size as Eugene, their budget is much higher.
Mm.
Right? They have more funds to pull from because they don't have these tax-exempt properties.
Right.
So that's always been a struggle. And honestly, Salem should applaud itself. I mean, they do have a robust volunteer culture. The library, and actually the mayor was here. He was talking about it. Yeah, of course, the mayor's a volunteer, right?
Right.
But, the library, the parks, you see people patrol parks. You see people, volleying in all sorts of corners of the city. So that's great. And if someone is passionate about a particular subject, a particular aspect of the community, there's probably a board and commission to serve on.
It's
not that taxing. So I've served on, for a period of time, I was on Parks and Rec Advisory Board. That's the city of Salem. I can't remember how many members, 7 or 9 members. And you get to have input, and you get to be briefed by staff, and things come before the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. And then there's recommendations go to the city council. Right? So that's an example.
Yeah.
Here's some others. They have, of course, parks. They have a traffic advisory board.
That's kind of a good one.
They have an ethics one. They have one about senior services.
Okay.
They've got some of the districts, like the Gateway District and West Salem Development District.
Okay.
Of course, the police review board.
Yes, that's important.
Cultural and tourism is huge.
Yeah.
Because they advise on a big pot of money.
Right.
A huge pot of money that's it's funded, that cultural and tourism fund is by motel taxes.
Hmm.
So when you're paying your 9-10% on that pile goes into the city and the city
that
gets
low, huh?
The city gets to, I don't know the exact number, sorry, we'll have the tourism people on. But that money goes to support some of our historic assets. You know, the Elsinore Theater and a bunch of others, Bush House and so forth.
Right.
But also to promote visitors in our area that come
to the capital city.
And come to wine country and drop some money and leave it behind.
Yeah.
Drop some money, leave it behind. So there's a downtown advisory
don't
board.
Bury it.
There's a library. There's all of these things. There's an airport commission. There's a historic landmarks commission. Right. So if you own a house and you're in a historic district and you want to change out your windows because they're crumbling because they were built in 1893, right? You can't do that until it's been reviewed by the Historic Landmarks Commission.
And so they're going to pay or help you pay for new windows that look like 1893?
They're going to tell you what you can and cannot do.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very interesting. And unfortunately, it's a positive thing because you get to maintain the historic nature of the neighborhood, which is the goal.
Okay.
Right. But it's a negative thing because sometimes it really hamstrings people if, you know, original materials are not available and you don't have your personal say. But it's not like if you have an 1893 house, you should put up modern mini blinds or I don't know. That's not a very good example, but
that is a good example. What if you wanted to remodel the inside of the house but keep the outside historic?
Very good question. I don't know the answer to that question. We should get somebody on.
Okay.
I think my guess is that it has to mostly to do with visibility from the street.
Sure. You know, keep the outside as an 1893 house and inside modern convenience.
Flat screen TV mounted to the wall. And,
right.
Yeah. I get it. What else do we have? Urban development, community services and housing. Oh, I guess that's one. So the point of all that is there's something that you're passionate about. Some people are really passionate about where the stoplights and stop signs go, about how traffic should flow. They should be on the travel advisor. I mean, it's a weird acronym. CATSE, yeah. Citizens Advisory Traffic Commission, right?
It's not
a tough role, folks.
Crosswalks, safety of those.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And it's not a tough duty. And sometimes they're just on as issues come up and they convene, like the Ethics Commission.
Sure.
And other times it's you're meeting quarterly. You know,
quarterly is not bad.
No.
If it was once a month, I would say, maybe not.
Depends. So, but I would encourage everybody to go find out and plug yourselves in because this community, the world is, but this community is really run by those who show up. Lately, we've been getting a lot of people to show up that are particularly rational, that aren't particularly, it's another word for rational. Just
not thinking through?
Well, they're polarized.
Oh.
Right? They're either polarized or they're agenda people. They're not just holistic people. So that's a concern of mine. And if you don't like to have people who are on the fringes making public policy, then you should think about volunteering. Right? So each of the commissions, I'll give you an example of how one works. The Airport Commission has requirements. One member has to be a pilot. One has to represent the National Guard. One has to live in the ward. And there's a few others. So there's slots and there's at-large slots. So people put in the application. And this is the city of Salem. So Kaiser has, you know, I'm sure the same things. There's neighborhood associations. The county has. There's so many places to plug in. A couple of days ago, we had Senator Thatcher on, and she started to talk about ways you can plug in with the legislature. And we'll talk about that in the next segment. So, all right. So my encouragement is to find out how to get involved and get involved. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, and we're going to ask you, do you care? Do you care at all? This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on Newsmakers 1430 KYKN. Salem, I hope, is listening.
Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Leschwab Tires, continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose,
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne, and we're talking about getting involved in your own community and affecting a change. Affecting a change where you see it needs done and asking you if you care if things change. Some of the things that happen around our community, sometimes it's too late by the time we're paying attention.
Yeah.
We're looking at headlines, or we're looking at, oh, I didn't want them to do that to this park.
Right.
Right, that's a perfect example.
Or park, why did they move the crosswalk?
Why did they develop the park across town when this one's been waiting? And fact is, you can know those things. And if you were involved, you might have been able to affect a change. It's not that hard in Salem to affect a change. All right, let's give an idea of how diverse the state is in our area is. So, and this is what drives me crazy, when things that should be municipal in nature, it should be community in nature and nonpartisan nature get dragged into, do we hate President Trump? Do we hate Nancy Pelosi? That has nothing to do with what we're doing in Salem.
Right.
That should not be what our city council is paying attention to.
No.
What are you paying attention to? Let's talk about infrastructure. Let's talk about clean water, sewer, roads, and public safety.
That's their job, yeah.
Yeah, and then now, or is anybody paying attention? Hopefully our listener is, but that the city council is talking about banning plastic bags and getting paid for themselves, and what are their other initiatives? Killing the bridge and some of the things that...
That's not their job.
Being in an inclusive city and...
Not their job.
I know you're volunteers and I know you want to save the world, but... I'm going to circle back to the saving the world part. All right, 36% Democrat. We live in an extremely blue state, and only 36% of the people are registered Democrat.
Really?
Yep. So, of course, Republicans pretty far behind at 26. Non-affiliated voters, 30.
Wow.
So
that's pretty high.
That's a bunch of people that says, I don't want to be a part of either party.
Or they don't care.
Yeah, and we think in terms of the Democrats have stranglehold on the state. That's who's elected. But registered into the party, just a third.
Ooh. So
4.5% the independent party, not to be confused with being unaffiliated.
Right.
0.7 libertarian.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Progressive. Mind you, 5 members out of 9 votes on the Salem City Council refer to themselves as progressive. Less than 0.1%.
What?
Less than 0.1% belong to the Progressive Party.
And they're on the city council?
Well, I don't know if they're members in the city council, but that's how they describe, you know, their political leanings. So,
well, when you describe it that way.
Are we paying attention as a community who we're voting for? And this is an example where you can get 30 of your friends to walk neighborhoods every weekend from 1st of March to the middle of May and knock on doors, and you can get elected.
Wow.
Right? And we talked about this with Senator Thatcher a couple of days ago in terms of should people really be elected by who shows up at the door.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, all right. So let's wrap up with the boards and commissions thing. If you're with us last segment, we're talking about how many boards and commissions there are. There's 19 in Salem. Some of them have to do with developing like West Salem and the urban renewal area and North Gateway, which is Portland Road, folks. And it's all over the board. How to get involved, you just go to cityofsalem.net on the web. You look at boards and commissions. There's applications you fill in and say, hey, I'm interested in serving on the library board because of blah. Right?
Okay.
Police review board because of blah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want somebody who is a staunch, irrational, anti-police advocate to be representing the public at large on the police review board?
No.
Right? Well, who do you think is signing up?
Yeah.
Do you think you're like, I love public safety. I love the police. I'm going to go be on an advisory board. You know, you have to go out and find people willing to gift their time.
That's true.
And we're all busy and we got the things we'd like to do. But how many people, how many listen to the broadcast? They're going to go home. They're finish work. They're going to play golf. They're going to barbecue. They're going to play video games.
Spend time with their kids.
And life's more fun. But you know, there's just something to say about being involved in your community and affecting change. So the applications are there. You throw it in there. When they have vacancies, they fill them. You know, some concern right now about somebody getting appointed to the airport commission who's anti-airplane noise.
What?
Well, if that's your platform, You know, is your platform really to do away with the airport? Well, because that's not going to happen. It's just like, so that's who's going to show up, though. Okay. All right. So I'm encouraging everybody to get on the board of commission, especially if you're a rational thinker that want to help the community. You work well with others. My biggest complaint about leaders is when they cannot play well with others.
Right.
And they refuse to lose a vote without just coming back at it and at it and at it instead of saying, well, I didn't win that one. It didn't go my way. But I'll continue to fight for what I believe in my ward. That's the way it should be. It should be nonpartisan Salem City Council.
It should be.
Nonpartisan. All right. Neighborhood Association is another great example. A lot of cities have them. Salem has it. And here's it's a great concept. And it's a great idea. It's never perfect in execution.
No.
So some neighborhood associations, and I knew this from being on city council, because we would go to the neighborhood association meetings. And some are very vibrant, and they have good discussions, and they have good guests. The police will come and talk about their neighborhood. And
Always good.
Yeah, maybe the public works people, if something's happening, or the planner, or the city attorney, and they get briefed, and they're in the know. It's awesome.
Right.
It's really great. And other neighborhood associations were dysfunctional, where you have, you know, three radicals, whatever their issue is, right?
Right.
Would you have three people who are in the kind of on the fringe of public policy thought? And nobody wants to be around them, and they're the only ones voting, right? And that
that's
might
not good.
That might be a slight exaggeration, but it's not a big exaggeration.
It's not far from it.
Kind of knew, you know, which ones were really, really activist-driven and which ones were pretty holistic and healthy and had a cross-section and well-attended, you know? And it's in the evenings and a weekday and go out to the neighborhood association. But you know what? It does make a difference. You're going to find out crime in your area, what kind of crime is happening in your area. You're going to find out when your street light's going to go in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out how things are changing and the zoning around your house, right?
That's important.
All sorts of good stuff. But but the point is, these neighborhood associations are affecting change, even if they're populated by, I don't want to use a Rush Limbaugh term, people who are polarizing, people who are not rational.
Right.
Right. So, but it comes to city council, and it's hard to go against neighborhood association proponent. You know, their recommendation. Well, what does the neighborhood say? Well, you know, there's 5,000 people in the neighborhood, but three people showed up, and this is how they voted.
Yeah.
But still, then it goes on record as like, well, the neighborhood association was A, and you chose B. And that's going to be an issue if people want to get reelected and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
So I'm a proponent, like the neighborhood association thing, but it's going to be run by people who show up. It's going to be one by the people
good way
who
to connect.
Show up.
You connected it.
There we go. All right. So, you know, the county, the state, the same kind of thing. Kevin Mannix, again, was talking on one of our earlier shows about how many boards and commissions the governor appoints to. I can't remember the number, but it was huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
And, you know, I think of the OLCC as a board and commission because I used to be a licensee, and they used to do some crazy stuff. I mean, really, it was like, what are you people thinking? And now they have to deal with the marijuana issue. Now, OLCC is dealing with the cannabis issue, and they issued way too many licenses and all these other things.
Yeah, but anyway, now businesses are going out.
Not all of us can be appointed to a statewide board and commission, but volunteering for your legislator, volunteering, there's all sorts of things with the county and the county parks, the state fair, the county fair. There's so many ways. And the question is, do you care? Do you care what happens in your community? Or do you not care until something bad happens?
Right.
And it's too late. Do you not care until the road closed? Or it's a right turn only? Do you not care, you know, until the bridge is not built and nobody's getting across the ridge? Or do you not care until Cascadia happens and we can't get goods and services in and out of the region?
Right.
We can't get emergency personnel in and out of the airport.
That would be a big issue.
You know, it's incumbent upon us. And if you don't care, that's cool. But you don't have an opportunity to complain later either.
Well, it's like if you don't vote,
yeah,
you can't complain about what they're doing.
I will say that people don't seem to have that restriction on my Facebook feed. They seem to want to complain no matter what, no matter how little they know and how little they've contributed to their community.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they're speaking out.
They think they can authoritatively speak and call you names. Anyway. All right. We're going to stay on this topic a little bit and talk about how you can affect ways in your community and encourage you to do so. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne at 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Now, back to Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird here to stay. Is a new bird, he's singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Boren. We're talking every weekday at the noon hour about local issues and topics. Local ideas and initiatives and individuals and institutions. We talk about things that affect your quality of life, affect your pocketbook, affect everything about living in the Mid-Valley here in Salem, Kaiser, Marion, and Polk counties. We're out there. Hey, Polk County, we don't talk about you enough. So many listeners out in Polk County. So many exciting things happening in Dallas. And there's, I think there's news coming out of Dallas here pretty soon.
Really? There's
some good stuff. So more news coming out of an employment base, perhaps.
Okay.
We've had some interesting news with political changes and with the West Salem. With the West Salemite getting appointed to the Polk County Commission, which we have to have on the show. And, of course, in Marion, the greater Marion. It's vast. We talk about Salem a lot, Salem Kaiser a lot. But, heck, there's forested lands. There's quarry lands. There's the Willamette River Basin. There's clean waters. We go up to Detroit and all sorts of things that affect how much we enjoy living here. And now we're talking about politics and how you can affect politics. And sometimes it seems fruitless, especially if, I don't know those people. I don't have anything to say.
I've got to admit that I was like that for a long time.
Yeah, it's easy.
Over 10 years, I could care less what any political thing was going on. I never followed it. I could care less. I don't even think I voted for 10 years.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's unusual. And then when you really start to pay attention, you get disillusioned or you burn out.
Yeah.
It's like, I know I did in 2016 and watching the Clinton and Trump thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I think I'll just turn this off until after the election at least. And even now I have difficulty and I'm scrolling through where I get my news. By the way, which is an option. That's a choice that people need to be aware of. But is I'm kind of skipping by anything that starts with the word Trump, right?
Yeah.
Because everything seems, whether it's a proponent of Trump or a criticism of Trump, it seems to be one-sided for one, seems to be sensationalist for two, and people overreact for three. So
it's my next question is it true?
And that is it true. And then what we have now two sources of information in our area for the printed word. So we've got the Statesman Journal, and we've got our Salem Reporter, which we had on early in the show. And coincidentally and by accident, they were also being brought in to be our partners on the website.
Yes.
So the Salem Reporter is reporting on what's happening in Salem in a mighty fine way, I must say. And they have the Statesman Journal, who I think is stepping up their game a little bit now that there's competition because competition is good.
It is good.
But what is the sources of information, and is it complete, and is it accurate?
And so, just like on the World Wide Web, you can't believe everything you read in Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram. You should always vet, confirm that it's real before you share it.
Soundbite emotionalism, right?
Yeah.
So, I heard that.
Well, just
therefore.
Yeah, just because it's a great headline and a great picture next to it, don't just share it.
Yeah.
Vet it and make sure that it's real first. I was telling you this off air just a few minutes ago. Great story, felt bad for the person. I said, hey, this is a great cause. I think I'll share it. But I vetted it first and found out it was 3 years ago. And this person just shared it like it happened yesterday. And I'm like, wait a minute. Or celebrity death. One of my favorite actors died. And I'm like, hey, he didn't just die today. He died a year ago today. And they just shared it without checking the date on the story for the Yeah, you got to check your
stuff.
We can
do a whole show on Facebook and social media feed.
Yes, and we could.
Well, the thing that drives me crazy, because I don't really like to argue, right?
No, nobody. It raises your stress level.
I do like it, a good debate and about topics, but people will troll you and just try to pick an argument. I'll post something having to do with this, and they'll grab a hold of that and try to pick an argument. I'm like, what the? And you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what does that
have to do with
that?
You're making assumptions about me and what have you. Anyway, we're off topic. Let's go back to affecting a change in your community. So the legislature, we live in the Mid-Valley. The capital's right here. A lot of people don't realize how much they can affect what happens at the legislature, how much they don't, the legislators themselves and their staff don't know about what you know about.
Right.
So maybe you're a long-haul trucker and they don't know about issues with I-5. Maybe you grow hop seeds, or hops or grass seeds, and they really don't know about your importing and exporting. They really don't know about pesticides and herbicides. It helps them to understand what's going on in your industry.
So a phone call to them does matter.
I think a phone call matters.
How about an email?
An email does matter. Depends on the topic. So if there's a bill, so there's Senate bill or House bill, blah blah, right? And you say, hey, I'm against this because, and you might write this long paragraph, and the legislative assistant might just put in a check mark by how many people say, we're against it, we're for it. So it might just be a tally.
Oh.
And so,
but still, that makes a difference.
You're better off getting an audience if you can with the elected official. But yeah, they'll go, oh, hey, Senator, we got 57 calls on this bill, and 40 are against, and, 17 are for it.
And they just say, okay, thanks, and then they go and do what they want.
Well, depends on the legislator and how good they are. But it does make a difference. They all say that. What makes less difference is if you are signing a petition that kind of gets circled around, or if you cut and paste the exact same text that came from, the talking points from this association.
Sure.
Then this advocacy group. And if you just cut and paste them and say, hey, you so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. That carries less weight. Even if they get 1,000 letters in the mailbox, if they're all exactly the same, they feel as though people have been pushed to do that. But if it's in your own words, you send an email, you make a phone call, could you please register with the representative that I think that they should, blah, work on the Columbia River crossing.
We should have asked Senator Thatcher that, if it really makes that big of a difference.
Well, in my experience, from talking to representatives and senators, it does. And that's what they'd rather hear, a phone call from a constituent than a chain letter from, an organization.
Sure.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
So, and you can get audiences with us. They have office hours, go down, especially if you have something to offer in the conversation about, I know this industry. So, for example, I testified in the 90s about self-serve gasoline. Many times I testified about self-serve gasoline.
As you roll your eyes.
Right. And it was in the 90s that I coined the phrase in my head called purposeful ignorance.
Ooh.
Purposeful ignorance, where someone, you knew it can't possibly be true because it's just not logical.
Right.
And you're otherwise relatively intelligent, but you're not going to go there because you don't want to. So you're purposely choosing to be ignorant. And that's what makes my brain cells explode. So it's probably not the last time you will hear that phrase. And I remember distinctly coming up with it when a man testified that it didn't cost anything to have gasoline attendants. I'm like,
it didn't?
No. I'm like, really? Because I own a gas station, and I can tell you exactly how many pennies per gallon it costs me to have an attendant out there for you. It's like, I'm not paying for it. You're paying for it.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, how could you possibly think that having labor or not having labor does not affect your cost?
Yeah.
Purposeful ignorance.
Yeah, that doesn't add
up. A lot of that. So you can make a difference by going down, and you can get it through the Chamber of Commerce too. You can get on their alert and have an opportunity to talk about your industry or talk about the subject, especially if you have something to say or some experience. You might, whether you're a lawyer or a street sweeper, it doesn't matter. If there's something that's going to affect your industry or something that they wouldn't otherwise know, go down and have your say. You do affect a change. We talked about the boards and commissions first part of the hour. Absolutely has a say, more than they should sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got six people out of 150,000 issuing a recommendation, and the council goes, wow, that's the recommendation. And the council doesn't know about the airport, and they may not know about the police review board and their standards and how it gets reviewed. And they may not know about park development and how it can decide, should Secor Park in South Salem. Should that be developed? But it's been waiting for decades. But then they're doing, oh, go over Kale Road, and that just got developed, and it skipped its turn. How did that happen?
Right.
It happened by the people that showed up. And it's not a mystery. You got to show up to get, anyway, if you care, please show up.
What about all the people that showed up for the city council when they brought up the vote for the bridge?
Well.
That didn't make a difference, did it?
No, because the faction that is against the bridge had already made up their mind how they're going to vote. Not just how they're going to vote, but how they're going to sidestep the issue, how they're going to defer it, who's going to make the motion. And so they already knew it was going to, they weren't listening. There was no.
So then this causes the burnout factor or the do not care factor, because
both.
They're like, well, I could go down to city council and speak my mind, but it's not going to make any difference. So why should I? So what do you do then?
Well, you don't always win.
I know you don't always win, but apparently you lose every time you go against the city council.
So what I'm ranting at today is that people should have been paying attention before they got elected.
I agree with that.
Right. So that now you've got elected, and now it's an uphill climb because people got elected, and they believe they got elected to kill the bridge. And they are they're catering to people who believe that global warming exists because of hydrocarbons being burned, right? So that cars produce those. And if you build a bridge, then more people will drive their cars. Otherwise, then more people will drive cars and we're all going to die. So that's kind of, and I would describe them on the fringe. Not believing in global warming, but believing, hey, if we don't build infrastructure, people will stop driving their cars. Or, yeah, I mean.
That's crazy.
That they actually believe in gridlock as a manner of reducing global warming.
No. Right?
Like we're not going to die if. We're all going to die if we build transportation infrastructure. It's kind of the bottom, you know. And that's where I'm like, really? You're kind of on the fringe here, people. You're not representing. You know, you got nearly 80% of the people polled in Salem, even the ones in East Salem, are for another river crossing.
Because
they don't care.
Because they drive.
Yeah.
Those people don't.
And they're realists. Okay. So we're almost out of time in this segment. We're going to come back and wrap this up. 80% of the people.
Yeah.
They're not representing everyone. Once you get elected, you need to represent everyone.
That's so, the truth.
And I think, further answer that question, I think it's still incumbent on us not to just show up that night, but to send the email and send the letter and send the phone calls and have people who come over to your house for a barbecue to do the same. And, you know, there's a chance that they will hear, once they hear the drumbeat consistently and often enough, either that or, our chance is not going to be coming until the next elections.
And vote them out.
All right. Didn't mean to hammer on that too much today, but we'll be right back. This is Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne. We're solving the world's problems on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, listening once again.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. We got one segment this noon hour as we talk about local topics and issues that affect our quality of life. And we've been talking about volunteerism, boards and commissions, making a difference, asking you and challenging you if you care to make a difference, or you're going to wait till something terrible happens and the legislature reaches into your pocketbook.
Or too many times.
They close your cross street or any of those things that the government's involved in. I gave you a bunch of examples and encourage you all to do so. You can make a difference. You really can affect a difference for the positive in our community. And you can pick what you're passionate about. And it could be traffic, and it could be about the environment. So,
right. Could be anything.
There's actually some smaller roles other than legislator or mayor that people could get their start in getting in activism in. There's, I mean, you always see there the Soil and Water Conservation District. Now, who's running for that?
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know.
Usually it's one person.
Yeah, and sometimes zero. So even school districts need fresh blood every now and then. If you don't want to be an elected official, you can volunteer to review their budget and be on the budget advisory team.
Or be on the PTA?
Right there. Close to your kids, in the schools. Make a difference in the culture. Because if you're not there, then there's a vacuum there. And you may not like the culture that's going to come in.
That's true.
Right? So be a part of it. I'll give a little part of my story. Dave was talking during the break and saying, all right, so I guess it's sharing time. And I sold my South Salem house, and we moved into Polk County. And it was a decided attempt to stop paying attention.
Just unplug.
I needed to pay attention less for my health, for my mental health, for the family, and just, you know, I haven't talked much about it on the air, but I did say I was on the Parks Board for a while, and of course, the listener knows I was on City Council, but I was on the Ethics Commission, and I was on the Citizens Traffic Advisory Commission, and I've got a retail business, and I've got some real estate, and blah, 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 and I'm paying attention, and I care. And so I'm like, I think it got to a point where I care too much and is giving too much of myself to the community and to the issues and paying attention, getting too frustrated.
How much time were you volunteering or dedicating to that?
Depends on the year. You know, we've had health issues in my family, and you go back a number of years. I know that there were years that it was 40 hours a week.
That was
volunteering.
Wow.
Yeah. And I had the good fortune of having a business and a trusted employee that would do that because that's where I got my personal growth.
Okay.
Right? And I wanted to be active in my community. And some of that is teaching kids how to play baseball. Right?
Okay.
Some of that is serving on city council. But certainly I was spending more of my hours volunteering than I was making money.
That's not good.
And it was, but it's a choice we all make. All of us have made financial choices that we look back and say, that was a good idea or that was not a good idea. But more recently, it's just like, okay, I can't tackle all of these things.
No.
I care passionately about what's going to happen with the river crossing. I don't live in West Salem. I just believe in infrastructure, right? And it blows my mind. We're talking about that little chokehold of the Marion City Street, Center Street bridges. Get an 18-wheeler across. Where do you think they're going to cross when the earthquake hits? You've got to go down to Albany. You can't go in Independence because you can't get under the railroad bridges.
Right.
That's not an option. You have to go all the way to Albany to get an 18-wheeler, anything having to do with supplies, to get him over on the other side of the river to get to the coast to supply all the citizens in Oregon over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I don't even know how far north. You're not going to go take the ferry.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I care passionately about the infrastructure and what the city is doing in terms of, you know, providing public safety, clean water.
You mean doing their job?
Yeah, all the good stuff. And doing it well. And they have a lot of great things that happen in the city, but when they get distracted. So lastly, we don't run out of time. The reasons to get involved and not get involved. Here's a reason not to join. You want to save the world. Okay? Don't join the board and commission for the police review board. Don't join the board and commission for the senior center because you want to change the world. You want to affect a change in your community.
Right.
Right. There are other places, I suppose, national, international bodies, if you want to support or join. But don't join because you hate Donald Trump. Don't join because you hate Nancy Pelosi. All that national stuff should stay that way.
Yeah.
Make a difference in your community. That's why you should join.
Your neighborhood.
Don't join because you want people to listen to you and it feeds your ego. Right?
Not a good choice.
So, you know, and I think we've got a little bit of that. It didn't used to be. When I was on city council, we had libertarians, Democrats, Republicans. We had state workers. We had entrepreneurs. We had private sector people who had schooled. It was all over the board.
Right.
And everybody kind of deferred to the expertise and the passion of that counselor because everybody was working for the good of the community. They believed that, well, that's not my priority, but it is his or hers. And I respect what he's trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And we went along with it. And there was deference and respect and collaboration that I do not see right now because Salem stopped paying attention to who they're electing, and they allowed us to get factionalized.
Mm.
So when ego and the whole, you need to elect me to protect you from, is the wrong reason to it's the wrong reason to run for office. It's the wrong reason to go and get involved. But some of these other things, it's like, hey, I want a better community for my kids. I want a community that my kids will come back and live in after I get out of college.
A safe community.
I want to feel safe in my house.
Yeah.
I want to have my property values protected.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to get downtown and shop. I want a good park system. I want to be able to and fill the blank.
And clean
water. What
kind
of community do you have? That's the reason to get involved. Make a difference. You can. So my message is absolutely you can make a difference, but don't do it if you want to save the world. You're not going to rid the oceans of plastics by joining the Salem City Council.
No.
You're not going to, you know, save the whales by joining.
There's already a group for that.
Conservation district. So I hope that's not a mixed message. You absolutely can make a difference, and I want you to, and I want you to pay attention to whom you're electing, and if you care. And if you don't care and you're not paying attention, then, boy.
Can't really complain.
You can't complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's scary in terms of who you might vote for.
Right.
So this happened.
Do your homework.
We talked about this. All right. So got to laugh a little bit, but somebody came and knocked on our door. My wife liked him. Very cordially, cared about education,
yeah.
Walked on. I like him. I'm going to vote for him. I'm like, you don't know anything about him, right?
You like education.
Yeah, let's look at his website and see what he votes for. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's to me, I don't know. That's not a reason to vote.
That's because you do your homework.
Yeah, I do. Oh, okay, source. We didn't talk about source. Where do you get your information? We talked about a little bit about Statesman Journal, Salem Reporter,
mm-hmm.
radio station. Hopefully, the person that listens to Newsmakers is a little better informed than another person.
I would hope.
But make sure you read into the third paragraph and the fourth paragraph. Make sure you read a conflicting article.
Well, sometimes it's down at the last paragraph.
Yeah. There's opinions on the opinion page that are just wacky.
Yeah.
That are just like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Or you're really not aligned with whatever. Anyway, be sure to draw a distinction between opinions and news, which is hard because sometimes we get too much opinion in news,
yeah.
right? But what sources are your information? And don't just read the headline and jump into an emotional response and go attacking people.
Yeah.
So let's find out. And let's use a variety of sources.
Be
let's
kind.
Indeed. Although it's easy to be frustrated. We all know. It's easy to be frustrated and worked up and classify people as the enemy. I don't like it when it happens to me.
No, I don't either.
All right. We're going to sign off. You guys have a great evening. We appreciate you listening. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.